This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live and congested yet again. Good evening. Coming to you from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Today we're going to be joined in the second hour by the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel because, well, I haven't had them on, a couple of weeks now. Yeah. And in the third hour, we're going to have Dr. Linda Lagerman on. It just seems like there's so many people committing suicide that I need to get a different perspective on things. So we're going to bring in Dr. Linda because she is the expert on that, and we're going to talk about that and see what we can come up with there. That's in the second and third hour, respectively. Between now and then, though, it's just me and you. So, do you like magic shows? Do you like, the prestidigitators? Do you like the Houdini types? If self-delusion were magical, the average leftist would be a combination of David Blaine, David Copperfield, and Houdini all rolled up into one. Am I coming across? Why do I sound so loud? Do I sound loud to you, Jason? I know why I sound so loud. Okay, now I'm much more gooder. With leftists, most of what they say has no relation to what they're doing, and the policies that they push rarely work. Logic might as well be some alien concept, some language they don't speak. Since that's the case, explaining all the things leftists get wrong about themselves could easily be the topic of a book. But we only have 6 minutes left in this segment, so here we go. Let's see what I can come up with for leftists and why they're so messed up. Number one, they think they are better than everyone else. If there's one thing that they are sure beyond all others is that they are better and smarter and more capable simply by virtue of being leftist. As the great Thomas Sowell has noted, the presumed irrationality of the public is a pattern running through many, if not most or all, of the great crusades of liberals in the 20th century. Regardless of the subject matter of the crusade or the field in which it arises, whether the issue has been overpopulation, Keynesian economics, criminal justice, or natural resource exhaustion, a key assumption has been that the public is so irrational that the superior wisdom of the left must be imposed in order to avert disaster. So, no matter who you are, what you do, there are always tens of millions of leftists who believe they have a better idea of what you should be thinking, feeling, and spending your money on. Number two, liberals are victims. The leftists are victims. Wrong. They're the bullies. They're the worst kind of bullies. They're the bullies who believe that they're the victims. They're the worst kind of, they believe they've already been wronged, and therefore almost anything they do is in retaliation is justified. Now, of course, being wrong may mean that somebody simply disagreed with them or voted for a candidate they didn't like or simply didn't want to give up more of their income for some leftist program, but they are the epitome of the Stop Bullying song from South Park. Very aggrieved bullies looking for a victim. They can claim wrong someone so they can try to destroy him in the name of tolerance. The leftists are rebellious. If some nerd standing in the middle of a Star Trek convention shouted, "Star Wars is inferior to Star Trek," and then wanted everyone to pat him on the back and tell him how courageous he was for doing it, people would laugh at him. Yet the leftists surround themselves almost entirely with other leftists, and that means leftism is served up to them at school. They watch leftism on TV at home. They hear leftist messages from their favorite celebrities and musicians. They get their news from MSNBC and The Daily Show, and then they want all the other leftists doing the same thing to laud them for their courage because they say, "I don't like Donald Trump or good for Colin Kaepernick for protesting during the national anthem. Look at how I'm fighting the power." Yeah. Number four, leftists are tolerant. Well, that's part of the sentence. The other part of it is they are the least tolerant. Outside of maybe the God hates, I can't even go there. But don't believe that? Try being a conservative who's invited to speak on a college campus, or a black person who likes Donald Trump, or a gay American who opposes gay marriage, and see how far that goes for you when you interact with the left. Think about the fact that there are college professors, actors, and reporters who have to hide their ideologies because it would hurt their careers to have their leftist colleagues know they don't agree with everything Michael Moore has to say. And the most abusive people in America when it comes to women, they're leftist guys talking to conservative women. Although a conservative woman has yet to beat one of those leftist guys up yet. Number five, leftists are in favor of progress. They're so sure that they're in favor of progress that they call themselves progressives. And they've been pushing the same economic agenda for 80 years, even after socialism became so discredited that even the red Chinese started moving toward capitalism. Their ideas of free speech at a college campus, well, they shut it down. They shut down the speech of people they disagree with, just like Mussolini. Did you know that Mussolini was widely acknowledged as a lefty even by other leftists until World War II kicked off? Leftist Democrats finally reached the same place on race in the 1960s as conservative Republicans during the Civil War, then pretended they were good guys all along. And once you get beyond all of that, what do you have? You have a reflexive hostility toward morals and Christianity that has been around for decades, and a bunch of leftists who aren't sure what gender they are trying to come up with creative new things to be offended about while trying to repackage everything else as something new. And it's because we haven't done it yet. Communism would work if we did it. That's what they think. What else do they think? That's their primary thing. Everything else stems from that. In the meantime, in the chat room, Raven's telling me he doesn't like the 509. I was wondering about that. I want to try the 509. What don't you like about the 509? Improved over what they were, but still don't like them. We're Glock guys. Sig P320 guys, maybe, but Glock guys nonetheless. The leftists, though, they never fail to perform for me. Never, ever, ever. Although I have been trying all weekend to keep that television show, the TV show that I appeared on, I've been trying to keep that off of my Facebook page just because I don't even want to see it. Hey, but that's okay. Leftists were there, too. I just didn't get to yell at them as much as I wanted to because of the interface. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thoroughly confused now. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, we got a new study from the American Public Health Association, a bogus one, on how gun legislation impacts officer-involved shootings. They looked at fatal police shootings, and between January 1st, 2015 and October 31st, 2016, 1,835 cases were evaluated. Their conclusion: legislative restrictions on firearms are associated with reductions in fatal police shootings. They wrote, we suspect that because these states have more robust gun laws, they're better able to keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Never mind, of course, that these guys are all the time talking about how all the surrounding states feed them. All of a sudden, gun law is good. So, this coming from the study's lead author, University of Indianapolis psychology professor Aaron Cavisto, talking to the LA Times. Officers in gun control favoring states are just less likely to encounter people in circumstances where they shouldn't have a gun. This, of course, has the same talking points as the gun control advocates. They claim states like New Mexico, Arizona, Wyoming, and Oklahoma lead the country in the number of fatal police shootings in the states that, and you know, they're also the states that have the most relaxed gun laws, from the LA Times. Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Illinois were among the states with the lowest rates of officer-involved fatal shootings. All had gun laws that placed them among the nation's most restrictive states, but not all the states fit the pattern. California was especially unusual, Cavisto said. Though the state claimed the number one position for stringency of gun laws, its rate of fatal police shootings during the study period was much higher than the national average. In fact, the rate of officer-involved gun deaths in California fell between those of South Dakota and Alabama, two states with some of the scantest restrictions on the sale, ownership, and use of guns. But then that's when we get into this thing where they say the reason that happened. We're just making this up as they go. You understand that, right? This is what it's about to be in the left. We want what we want, and we're going to just make up these stats as we go. The study claims states with tight gun control laws, like California, have a high number of police shootings because of gun trafficking from pesky states like Arizona, New Mexico, that have relaxed gun laws. So maybe, just maybe, their statistics have nothing to do with other states. It probably has something to do with them disarming law-abiding gun owners. But then again, that's just a hunch. Cavisto told the LA Times, a state can have the strongest gun laws possible, but it can't stop guns from flowing across state boundaries. One of the strongest arguments for federal gun laws would be that some uniformity may be needed to stop guns flowing in from other states. A more interesting fact was that this study didn't rely on stats from the DOJ. They relied on stats from The Guardian, the British newspaper, yeah, since it's considered comprehensive, whatever the hell that means. In addition to verifying, this coming from, I guess, Dr. Cavisto, in addition to verifying and chronicling the time, location, and circumstances of the shootings, The Guardian's database, called The Counted, also documents the victim's gender, race, or ethnicity, whether he's 96% of all victims during the study period were male, was armed, and by what mechanism the victim was killed, for instance, by taser, by firearm, or struck by a car. So once again, they pick and choose which data they would use. Why would they rely on information from a British newspaper instead of statistics from the DOJ? And that's from Obama's DOJ. Trump's DOJ hasn't been in place long enough to develop any statistics. Why wouldn't we use Obama's statistics? Well, you know what? reason they don't do it is because those stats don't fit their agenda. And Britain does have major gun control, and yet they have killings all the time. All the time. So, I don't know. As soon as that came out, I mean, if I was a reporter in the LA Times, okay, if the guy is telling me, if the Dr. Cavisto's, I'm like, okay, of course. Yes, sir, doctor. Yes, sir. Now, just so I know, just so I can tell my readers, which part of the Department of Justice did you get these statistics from? When they go, well, we didn't. We got them from The Guardian. Okay. And where did The Guardian get them from? How did they develop them? Are they here? Are they calling the FBI? Are they calling the DOJ? How are they getting these? I'm sure there'd be no answer to that one. But, I mean, this is, it's, see, I guess the LA Times can't, or Dr. Cavisto didn't have the money to just pay John Hopkins Institute like Bloomberg does to get that sort of study the way he needs it to be. So we have this travesty. What is the name of this organization again? The American Public Health Association. I wouldn't let them pull a splinter out of my palm. If this is the way they are going to treat a study, if they can look at something that somebody supplies for them, you know, why not just call somebody and say, we want the study to look like this, and then say, now give us the study. Why not just do that? See, my problem with gun control is gun control is all based upon a lie. They don't care about cops getting killed. These leftists don't care about these doctors don't. They don't care about cops getting killed. They don't care about me and you getting killed, the law abiding. All they want is gun control for the sake of having gun control and for the sake of us being disarmed. Plain and simple. And for those leftists of you out there that are out there saying, well, Bill, you know, that wouldn't really work out that way now, would it? I mean, logistically, it'd be near. You're right. But having said all of that, still doesn't keep them from going the way they want to go. And if they could snap their fingers and make guns just disappear into a puff of air right now, it'd be done. It'd be so done. It'd be over with just in a minute. Same people that would say, well, you know, I do support the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Again, coming back at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Objectively speaking, when I was before this last presidential race, I said to myself that the next president was going to be a Republican governor. I was thinking possibly Walker. I sort of like Cruz to a degree. There's a lot of those guys that were up there on the podium when there were 17 candidates. If you were to take them all and take their best attributes and get rid of everything else, we would have had one serious candidate. Of course, they all had issues. Everybody does because they're human. Then, when I saw the way Trump was talking and when I saw the way he was handling these debates, and I realized that America was ready for a guy who just wanted to say what America wanted and didn't care what anybody else said, I knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to beat Clinton. But knowing even all of that, before I would get out there and grade the president, there's a lot of things I would have to consider very carefully. But I'll tell you one thing that he has done an incredible job of doing exactly what I hoped he would do in the chance that he defeated the Nagy Harridan and her core of gender indeterminate hipsters and coastal snobs and race hustlers, aspiring lib fascists, media scum, and the wussy pseudo conservatives terrified that a Hillary loss would mean people might expect them to do more than wear bow ties and go on NPR to prattle about Burke in their high-pitched nasal voices. Of this, there can be no serious debate. Donald Trump has done a truly outstanding job of not being Hillary Clinton. That's still, you know, that was my sole thing I was looking for. Nothing else matters in the end. It is enough that Trump foiled Pantsuit and her creepy scheme to subjugate forever the deplorable mass of normal people that she despises. The Obamacare repeal, tax reform, plus appointees of the quality of Gorsuch, Madison, McMaster, and his lower court appointments. The inexplicable and damn well better be corrected if Trump doesn't want a conservative rebellion omission of Justice Don Willett notwithstanding, are merely icing on the red velvet cake of Trump's not being Hillaryhood. The only thing that would keep me from giving him an A++ is that he has unforgivably failed to point toward his zipper and invite the leftist establishment and their panty-twisted Frito-Con houseboys to obstruct this. Of course, there have been challenges. But we have to be very careful not to look at what the media says. And to very carefully consider that who's telling them to say what they're saying. And, of course, the always to be repeated by the Deborah Trumper geek chorus, that should never be confused with the actual problems that Trump causes himself. But here is the absolute brutal reality to everything. No matter what Trump does, he will always be evil, awful, criminal, and or treasonous. It doesn't matter if he does something good. It doesn't matter if Obama famously did the same thing or worse. It doesn't matter if it's an outright and obvious lie. It's never going to stop. The soft coup plotter's plan is to generate a constant barrage of bullshumer designed to eventually browbeat the weak-hearted among the GOP into going along with their impeachment scheme, as the first step on the road to the left retaking power and consolidating it so that we normals can never again have our voices heard. If you want to blame Trump for the phony controversy surrounding him, ask yourself, what actions could he take that would stop the leftist feeding frenzy? He could be like, you know, he could be kinder and gentler and act like the bigger man. That worked really good for George W., didn't it? No, it didn't. No. You fall into their trap when you buy into the characterization of Trump himself being responsible for what is an organized conspiracy to delegitimize him. That's what they want you to think. They want you to think that where there's smoke, there's fire. They want you to think that, gosh, Trump has to be doing something wrong if so many of these conventionally pretty TV people and the dying morning newspaper keep saying he's doing it. But it isn't true. It's nonsense. It's a fraud. It's a steaming pile of Harry Reid. Ask yourself this. If Trump did collude with the Russians, what would happen? He'd deny it. Trump has. He'd hit back. Trump has. And no evidence of actual wrongdoing would leak out after nearly a year of investigations. And none has, or even that wizened crone Dianne Feinstein and that gold standard of stupidity Maxine Waters have been forced to admit this. Now ask yourself this. If Trump did collude with the Russians, what would happen? Well, we'd see a zillion leaks about the damning evidence from the intelligence community, and currently unemployed nutjob James Comey would have been pressing for indictments. And those things simply haven't happened. So the facts are perfectly in sync with these allegations not being true and utterly at odds with the allegations being true. So since the leftists believe in science and evidence and stuff, I guess there's only one rational, reasonable conclusion that we can draw. Trump is a treasonous traitor of treason, and he must be impeached and straightforward from here. Hillary must be sworn in, and that unicorn in my closet keeps watching me and judging me. Get out of my head. Now, just watch how Robert Mueller, when he's going to become part of the conspiracy when he comes back with nothing on the president. The left will do a 180 on its attitude toward him even faster than they did toward Comey when that towering dork got canned. So there are things Trump can do better, like getting some appointments made of loyalists who share his vision. His loyalists have been shut out. The never-Trumpers have been invited in. Apparently their high principles lasted until Election Day when they finally accepted the fact that Jeb was never going to be the president of anything except his extensive stuffed bunny collection. Allowing his friends and conservatives who are not part of that little cabal to get shafted is a grave error. And it may haunt him. His embrace of enemies by giving them a chance to betray him will dishearten him and drive away the loyal. Why are Trump and every single White House rival of Rance Priebus getting trashed by leaks to Maggie Haberman and company at the New York Times, but never Rance? I guess none of those disloyal anonymous leakers ever says anything bad of Rance Priebus because he's so gosh darn squared away. Or maybe Rance lays in his bed every night on his tummy wearing a floral bathrobe with a One Direction poster on the wall, kicking his feet in the air and holding his pink rotary dial phone, exclaiming, "Hey, Max, do I have some dish for you?" Trump needs to start rewarding loyalty while punishing disloyalty, do some house cleaning, and get himself a competent chief of staff who's focused on running the staff instead of running his mouth to the enemy. And otherwise, he needs to simply drive on. Every day Trump stays in office, that's another day that Hillary Clinton is not in office. This is a win for us. We need to keep focused on that and not worry about what the press says. That's how we elected him in the first place. We don't need him. Just remember that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Oh, yes, it is. Go check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Get on their email list, and you will find out. I mean, they have literally a dozen specials that come out during the week. Get on their email list and find out what those are. AmmunitionDepot.com. Do you like dogs? I like dogs. I have two. I've had many. When one of them passes away, it's always like a, you know, member of the family going. I monitor news reports, not with the utmost, you know. I'm not really diligent about it, but I try to do it regularly. For incidents involving concealed carries, usually with the hopes of discovering some sort of common theme for something I could put together for the show. And one thing that I've noticed, and, you know, I sort of stumbled across this. There's as many instances of defensive gun uses, if not more, that involve dog attacks rather than people attacking other people. Is it possible, then, that you're just as likely to use your gun to put down a dangerous dog rather than a dangerous human? If you're going to carry a gun in a concealed carry holster, it's something to consider. It seems to be a terrible shame if something like that is the case, because for me, dogs are generally more likable than most people. Sorry to say that way. But it does seem like it might be. One of the most effective ways to minimize your chances of a defensive encounter is geographical. And that usually in a few districts within those urban areas, remember the 5%. Avoid those high crime areas and your risk of being exposed to armed robbery and other violent crime is drastically reduced. Dogs, on the other hand, can be found in virtually any environment, and from urban to suburban to rural, people own dogs. Unless your nearest neighbors are very far away, indeed, you aren't likely too far away from one. And a lot of things can turn a dog aggressive. Some dogs have a disposition towards aggression due to a number of factors. Some only become aggressive if presented with the right stimuli. In some instances, the owner is clearly at fault, and in other instances, the owner may have had no idea whatsoever, you know. So some people might get into the pit bull debate at this point. But the truth is that plenty of animals get aggressive or dangerous regardless of the breed. All of my dogs are mutts. I've had one full-bred dog, which was a German Shepherd, and she was the protector of the family. But I have pound puppies now. I know people that have pit bulls that just think pit bulls are the greatest dogs out there, and it's all about the way they're raised, and I never hear of anything bad happening to them. So there are aggressive dogs out there of other breeds, which in a lot of ways seriously leads me to doubt that the breed plays the biggest part in this. I think it has more to do with a neglectful or a bad-tempered owner, and bad-tempered dogs seem to go hand in hand much more often than just because they're this breed or that breed. If you look, though, you would find that more than a half dozen instances exist where either a police officer or a concealed carry had to shoot an aggressive dog in the past month. And there have been instances of a dog being shot by officers in less than flattering circumstances, but these weren't those examples. For instance, an off-duty L.A. County Sheriff's deputy was walking his dog in Newhall, California on May 13th. When his dog was attacked by a pit bull that managed to wrest itself free of its owner and was forced to, you know, sheriff's deputy shot him. Two recent instances occurred in Oregon, one in Williams near the California border and another in Portland. In the former instance, a man's horse was attacked by three loose dogs on May 11th, and two ran off after he fatally shot one animal. On the same day, according to Oregon Live, a white pit bull in southeast Portland had chased at least one woman, bit one man, and was starting to attack a group of children waiting at a school bus when it was shot by the police. On May 13th, a pit bull attacked two dogs that were on their morning walk with their owner. The man and a neighbor were unsuccessful in trying to break up the attack. The neighbor offered the man the use of his concealed carry gun, which fatally wounded the attacking animal. That was the third such pit bull incident inside a week. Another pit bull had to be shot in a similar manner the previous day of that incident. Another dog attack occurred on May 8th in Waco, Texas, according to the Waco Tribune, where an unidentified 23-year-old man was skateboarding and walking his dog when attacked by another dog. The man in question had a license to carry. He drew his pistol and killed the attacking dog, and so it goes. There are plenty of other examples that are out there of having to deal with dangerous animals, and such instances occur all the time. Now, generally, the rules of defending yourself against dogs or other animals are the same as against a person. You have to have no other choice but to shoot in order to save yourself, someone else, or your pets and or livestock. There are other statutes that come into play. Some jurisdictions, such as Oregon, allow for any animal off its owner's property attacking a person or their pets / livestock to be killed immediately, no questions asked. But it appears today, in the 21st century of America, that there's just as much a possibility that you would have to draw on a vicious animal as a vicious person. I know a couple of people that I respect. I mean, I really respect. And all they have are pit bulls. And they'll tell you, hey, listen, these dogs are going to treat you, they're going to act the way you treat them. And I've seen quite a few of them that just, you know, they walk on a leash. There are a lot of people around here where I live have pit bulls. I myself like a longer-haired dog, so that's why I've never had a pit bull. That's why I don't want a pit bull. Both of my dogs right now are, you know, the shortest-haired dog I've ever had was my German Shepherd. And she was not a short-haired dog at all, so... But that sort of bothers me to think about that, because with animals, wild animals, that's one thing. But, I mean, dogs. dogs are an extension in a lot of cases of the way their owner treats them, aren't they? So if there's a dog out there that gets loose, then and it's been mistreated, and then it attacks somebody, that's sort of like it's almost like a surrogate, isn't it, of that owner. That's the owner's bad behavior coming to roost somewhere else. I don't blame the animal for doing it. But I will deal with the animal for doing it. I just think that's a shame. I've only ever had dogs. I've never had cats. And the idea that man's best friend can also be something that we shoot nearly as often in self-defense as, humans who are reasoning people. You know, humans reason. That bothers me a great deal. So, that makes it feel all egregious to me. Quite. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Steve DeAngeli, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Talk about the stuff that is bothering them right now, and they're still working at the Colby case and some of these other things that are happening out there. And then in the third hour, we're going to look with Dr. Linda Lagerman, and it's been a while since I've had her on the show, but the suicides are beginning to bother me. Somebody that was on death's doorstep, and the fact that I clawed my way back. I would never voluntarily go down. I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. I don't know if I'm capable of it, but we're going to find out with Dr. Linda in the third hour. That's all coming up. When we get back, this is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.